听力课堂，听 class.com。
Wonderful life，
滋味人生。
84 Charing Cross Road，
查令十四街八十四号，节选。
9th April 1951. Dear Miss Hanif, I expect you are getting a bit worried that we have not written to thank you for your parcels. And you are probably thinking that we are an ungrateful lot. The truth is that I have been chasing around the country in and out of various stately homes of England, trying to buy a few books to fill up our sadly depleted stock. My wife was starting to call me the lodger who just went home for bed and breakfast. But of course, when I arrived home with a nice piece of meat, to say nothing of dried eggs and ham, then she thought I was a fine fellow and all was forgiven. It is a long time since we saw so much meat all in one piece. We should like to express our appreciation in some way or other, so we are sending by book post today a little book which I hope you will like. I remember you asked me for a volume of Elizabethan love poems some time ago. Well, this is the nearest I can get to it. Yours faithfully, Frank Dole for Marks & Co.
April 16th, 1951. To all at 84 Charing Cross Road, thank you for the beautiful book. I've never owned a book before with pages edged all round in gold. Would you believe it arrived on my birthday? I wish you hadn't been so over-courteous about putting the inscription on a card instead of on the flyleaf. It's the bookseller coming out in you all. You were afraid you'd decrease its value. You would have increased it for the present owner, and possibly for the future owner. I love inscriptions on fly leaves and notes and margins. I like the comradely sense of turning pages someone else turned, and reading passages someone long gone has called my attention to. And why didn't you sign your names? I expect Frank wouldn't let you. He probably doesn't want me writing love letters to anybody but him. I send you greetings from America. Faithless friend that she is, pouring millions into rebuilding Japan and Germany while letting England starve. Someday, God willing, I'll get over there and apologize personally for my country's sins. And by the time I come home, my country will certainly have to apologize for mine. Thank you again for the beautiful book. I shall try very hard not to get gin and ashes all over it. It's really much too fine for the likes of me. Yours, Helene Humph. September 10, 1951. Dear heart, it is the loveliest old shop, straight out of Dickens. You would go absolutely out of your mind over it. There are stalls outside, and I stopped and leafed through a few things just to establish myself as a browser before wandering in. It's dim inside. You smell the shop before you see it. It's a lovely smell. I can't articulate it easily, but it combines must and dust and age and walls of wood and floors of wood. Toward the back of the shop at the left, there's a desk with a work lamp on it. A man was sitting there. He was about 50 with a Hogarth nose. He looked up and said, "Good afternoon," in a North Country accent. And I said, "I just wanted to browse." And he said, "Please do." The shelves go on forever. They go up to the ceiling, and they're very old and kind of gray, like old oak that has absorbed so much dust over the years, they no longer are their true color. There's a print section, or rather, a long print table with Cruikshank and Rackham and Spy and all those old, wonderful English caricaturists and illustrators that I'm not smart enough to know a lot about. And there are some lovely, old, old illustrated magazines. I stayed about half an hour, hoping your Frank or one of the girls would turn up. But it was one-ish when I went in. I gather they were all out to lunch, and I couldn't stay any longer. Love, Maxine. April 11, 1969. Dear Catherine, I take time out from house cleaning my bookshelves and sitting on the rug surrounded by books in every direction to scrawl you a bon voyage. I hope you and Brian have a ball in London. He said to me on the phone, "Would you go with us if you had the fare?" And I nearly wept. But I don't know. Maybe it's just as well I never got there. I dreamed about it for so many years. I used to go to English movies just to look at the streets. I remember years ago, a guy I knew told me that people going to England find exactly what they go looking for. I said I'd go looking for the England of English literature, and he nodded and said, "It's there." Maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. Looking around the rug, one thing's for sure. It's there. The blessed man who sold me all my books died a few months ago, and Mr. Marks, who owned the shop, is dead. But Marks and Company is still there. If you happen to pass by 84 Charing Cross Road, kiss it for me. I owe it so much. Helene.
Notes. Ungrateful.
不领情的.
Stately.
庄严的. 堂皇的.
Depleted.
耗尽的. 衰竭的.
Lodger.
寄宿者. 投宿者.
Elizabethan.
伊丽莎白一世时代的. 伊丽莎白女王的.
Courteous.
有礼貌的. 谦恭的.
Inscription.
题字, 碑铭.
Flyleaf.
衬页, 章节后的空白.
Margin.
页边的空白.
Comradely.
显示同志爱的, 热络的.
Gin.
杜松子酒.
Browser.
浏览书本的人.
Articulate.
清晰明白地说.
Hogarth.
赫加斯, 英国绘画家.
Cruikshank and Rackham and Spy.
即.
George Cruikshank, Arthur Rackham, Leslie Ward. Caricaturist.
讽刺画家, 漫画家.
Illustrator.
插图画家.
Scrawl.
乱涂, 乱写.
Bon voyage.
一路平安, 再见.